Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with three special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today, we're discussing a very fun and interesting topic for the multifamily industry. Our topic is, when I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry, said no one ever. So today, we have three longtime multifamily industry veterans on our show. Joining me in the studio is the great Kathy Klemm, a multifamily industry consultant and author. And joining us by phone is the fabulous Beth Van Winkle, the Regional Vice President of Property Operations of Highmark Residential South Central Region. And also joining us by phone is Chris Becker, an Area Director with UDR. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Boy, when you have three guests on the show, there's a lot of introductions that you have to, that you have to get out of the way. The topic of when I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry, said no one ever. I have to start out, full disclosure to our listeners, you know, we've been doing Multifamily Matters, this radio show, for 4+ years, a weekly radio show, and I've had the opportunity to sit with a lot of people, either in the studio or who have called in on the phone as guests, probably well over 300 guests, and I always ask the question, how'd you get in the industry? And I could say that over 95% of the guests have said, oh, they were just looking for something part-time, or they had an apartment, they needed an apartment and it came with the job, and they had no intentions of staying in it as a career. But, you know, it just kind of sucks everybody in. Kathy, tell us a little bit about that.
Wow. Well, I moved to Houston 10 days after I graduated from the University of Georgia, and having no idea what I wanted to do. I majored in Spanish and communication, so my 20-year-old self thought, well, if I'm an effective communicator and can do it in more than one language, anybody would want to hire me. Mm-hmm. But as I was going on interviews and trying to decide what I wanted to do, my aunt, Virginia Laird, who worked for Lincoln as a supervisor at the time, said, why don't you think about leasing? So I interviewed, got the job, knew nothing about it, and from my first week on the job, I realized that this wasn't just a job. It could really be a career, and it took me through the next 35 to 40 years in a great industry.
Yeah, it really is. Beth, tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, I got started in Houston as well, and I've been in the industry, 41 years now. Oh. And I walked into an apartment community because I was looking for an apartment. I had three job offers. I just moved to Houston with two toddlers in tow and was a single mom. And the three job offers were in different parts of town. So I was looking at apartments that would work and, you know, just trying to do my due diligence. And when I walked in, the manager said, hey, if you're looking for a job, I've got one. I said, no, I'm just looking for the apartment. I actually have three jobs. But he said, no, come back here. Let me talk to you. So he presented the job, and it was a part-time, or not a part-time, but a temporary job. And he said he thought it could turn into a full-time job. And boy, did it ever. So here I sit 41 years later, absolutely loving everything that I've done in this industry.
And you've done quite a bit. I mean, I wonder if that person still with us that hired
no.
you?
No, not any longer, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I would think that, you know, somebody who, you know, hired you on a whim like that, and if they had the opportunity to follow your career as, you know, president of TAA, Hall of Famer, and HAA, I mean, just a couple of things. I mean, you really set the bar.
Well, I guess maybe so. I'm a little bit shy about all that, but you know, I just kept my nose to the grindstone and did the work, and truly, I've absolutely loved this industry and what it's done for me personally and professionally, and it, you know, enabled me to take care of my children, and you know, not every industry can do that. So I've been very, very blessed throughout the career.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I get started here in the Dallas area, and my story is a little different in that, you know, I got out of the service, and a lot of us in the service, we move our state of residency to an area with no income tax, and what that did for me is it allowed me to get in-state tuition, and so I headed from Virginia at the time, cross-country in my Kia Sophia. what I had on my back and bought a house here in Dallas. And at that time I wasn't, out of the service. I didn't really have a new job. I was still in reserve status in the Army. And so, you know, buying that rental house, really got my passion started in real estate. So I knew I wanted to be in the general field. And so I started to, you know, take real estate classes and started at a title company and doing some different things within real estate. And really what got me into the business was an adjunct professor at University of North Texas named J.B. Durham. And mm-hmm. and he was teaching an elective in property management. And I think what's changed over the years is that, you know, some universities are now, mm-hmm. you know, putting these programs together. And, you know, I didn't really know what property management was until I took this course. And what that did for me is it got me in front of some employers through the university and went to some trade shows and actually was promoted through TAA and hired with a UDR. And so
I had to snatch him up quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a purposeful journey. I think a lot of us, a lot of the stories I hear is people falling into the business. I think I was just lucky early on in my adult life to find something that I'm passionate about. I think that takes people years at times. And I would just really taking that one course was just happenstance. And from then on, it's been just a wonderful journey and couldn't imagine accomplishing what I've accomplished. You know, when I shoot coming from a small town of 800 people going in the service to, you know, running the type of assets that we have and being able to have the experience I've been able to have has been incredible.
Yeah, and you took it a little bit further, too, with now you're an adjunct professor, aren't you, teaching at the same college?
Yeah, and that's just incredible to be able to take that full circle and reinvest and kind of pay back what JB did for me many years ago. And I'll be teaching for the first course in the spring semester, so I'm really, really excited for that and to get some more career professionals into our industry.
Yeah, well, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and Kathy, I want to ask you to tell us a little bit about, because we did a episode recently about hiring and retaining people,
right?
And that is a huge challenge in multifamily, especially in certain areas of the type of on-site teams you need, maintenance staff, for instance. Tell us a little bit about maybe how you got in the industry. Might not be the solution long-term because there's got to be a lot of people to fill these spots.
Right. Well, a lot of it, you know, just like the three of us today sharing our stories, where people can see that, like you said, you don't grow up thinking you're going to go in the multifamily industry. My mother, when I told her, she said, "You went to college for that?" Because she was used to the television shows where it was a husband and wife team in an apartment that, you know, that was their office. Yeah. And so being able to look at it as a profession and the education that's available now within our industry through the local and national apartment associations, through the Institute of Real Estate Management, it's something where you're not just educated on the job, but you have a lot of other opportunities to get additional education to make you stronger and more valuable in your chosen field.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Beth, I know that from an education standpoint, you've been active in the past with IREM. We've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about why that's important.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I think a lot of us get involved in the apartment association at our local, state, or national level. But, you know, I think we sometimes forget that there's the IREM chapter out there, the Institute of Real Estate Management. And that's a very good organization and association. And I was the vice president of multifamily, trying to get folks to come and attend those meetings and learn, you know, the CPM designation, for instance, mm-hmm. is through IREM, but to learn what they could do on behalf of IREM, some of the classes they could take. You know, I think as we look at the different classes, for me, the CPM was, you know, kind of the one that everybody wanted, the designation everybody wanted. So I think it was important during the time that I served to help people understand that there was something beyond just the local apartment associations.
And see, all three, Chris and Beth and I, are all CPMs.
Yeah,
so.
And kudos to you, because I know that is a commitment of time to be able to study and pass that, as well as a commitment of money.
Correct.
To do it. It's not an easy designation to receive. So congratulations to you guys. Well, we're going to break it here with this segment. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing a very fun and interesting topic for the multifamily industry. When I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry, said no one ever. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today, we have three longtime multifamily industry veterans on our show. Joining me in the studio is the distinguished Kathy Klim, a multifamily industry consultant and author. And joining us by phone is the awesome Beth Van Winkle, the Regional Vice President of Property Operations for Highmark Residential South Central Region. And also joining us by phone is Chris Becker, an area director with UDR out of Dallas. I would like to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, you know, a popular question that many of our guests have been posed is, who has inspired you in the industry to take the journey that you've taken and get the additional education, like the designations and join the different boards, or in Chris's case, paying it forward by teaching other people. Who are some of the people that inspired you? Let's start with you, Beth.
Well, years ago, and I'm talking many, many years ago, I worked for Balcor, property management, and Jim Coheed was my district manager at the time. And I think one of the things that he taught me that has still stuck with me to this day is that perception is reality. And whatever my residents perceived of me at that time, I was an on-site manager, whatever my residents perceived was their reality, and it helped me become a better person for solving problems and really providing that ultimate customer service, which then would translate into resident retention, being able to lease more apartments, and, you know, that affects the bottom line, certainly. So that was early in my career, but I've worked for this company now for 26 years, and I have to say it's Steve Lamberti. You know, he has been a mentor and someone that I've relied on throughout my last 26 years with this company, and, you know, he's taught me so much, and I think the thing that I take home with me every day is that there is home, and that I need to work very hard to achieve, and that sounds so crazy, to work hard, but I do need to work hard to achieve a work-life balance. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, has been very important. And I think it's important for youngsters in the industry, you know, young men and women coming up who have children, to also know that there is there's life after the office, and to, you know, take that time to, you know, go to the kids' programs at Christmas time when they're at school and do the things that are important in your life, because you don't get those years back. So I think work-life balance for me was probably the greatest lesson that I was taught by Steve.
Chris, what about you?
Paul, and I agree, the work-life balance, Beth. And you know, I've been, myself, been really fortunate. You know, I want to kind of talk about four mentors, and I think each one has came into my life at the time when I needed them and what they brought to the relationship. And I think my first person that shaped me was, I lived in a small town, you know, as I mentioned, 800 people in the last segment. You know, I spent a lot of time at the high school, and the assistant principal really showed me the path to, you know, get exposed to either college or what was out there at the time, and it gave me the courage to enlist in the military. And I think that was really impactful to have that relationship early on, as I became graduated high school. And then, you know, I came right into university, and that's when JB, who I also discussed, was there. And as I was graduating with my bachelor's degree in real estate, he was an adjunct professor at UNT. He really gave me that spark and motivation, and just lit a fire under me about the industry and made me want to just jump in with both feet. And then once I was in the industry, Kathy, who's on the call today, she gave me that supportive really supported me as I progressed through my career, from assistant property manager through senior community director and then district manager. And so, having that support and someone that I could lean on for anything was incredible during that time. And today, in my role as a director, I think the support I have with Dennis Sandage and he's my vice president, and I've worked with him now for 7 years, and he has been one that gives me the ability to take ownership and completely own, you know, what I'm doing today in my career. So it's amazing how each of these individuals come into my life at a time where I needed them most, and I've just been very fortunate.
Yeah, a lot of it is about timing. Kathy, we've got about 4 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about who inspired
right.
you.
Right. Well, I mentioned my aunt, Virginia Laird, who was the first one that suggested the multifamily industry as a career, and she was always a hard worker, very dedicated, and so always looked up to her. But even outside the industry, I come from a family of very strong women that work hard, that, you know, are centered around family, and just their support and seeing what they've done through good times, through adversity, how they've always really worked hard and done well, has always inspired me to do the same thing in my career. But one of the things that has always helped inspire me and made me want to go the extra mile and do more is to see people that work with me, how they can take what they're doing and build on it for a career, how I can work with them to see, like, people that started, like Chris said, as an assistant community director when he started with UDR, and now he's an area director. To me, that inspires me to continue to do more and to continue to pay it forward so that the next generations that come into the industry have people like Chris and Beth and me and all of the other people out there that have worked hard to really do a great job with our industry, that they can be there to help mentor and inspire those around them. And right. So I've really been inspired by people that I've known and worked with in the industry.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to pose this question to both Kathy and to Beth, because it's a Houston-oriented question. But when you go to the association offices and you walk down the hall where all the pictures of the presidents
right.
are,
mm-hmm.
You know, you look and you can see from the very beginning, for a long period of time, it was a men's club. And
yes.
then along came one person who broke that mold.
Our friend Eileen.
That's right.
That's
so,
right.
So tell me how that opened the door for you guys, because, you know, you both have done much in the way of leading
right.
In the industry in Houston. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to me, it was, you know, you're right. It was a men's club, but which was interesting since our industry has always been predominantly female dominated.
Right.
And so when Eileen was elected as president of the association, I think it opened up a lot of people's eyes that they could strive to be in that position. And I came in as the second female president. And, you know, one of the things, and I talked about this at Beth's Hall of Fame lunch, and she came to me when she first got on the board and said, "I want to be president. What do I need to do?" You know, and I said, "Well, you just tell people you want to be president and you volunteer and get involved." And I mean, that girl didn't stop. So, you know, so just really, there's always been that want to do more and to volunteer. And I think more and more over the years, more women have gotten involved in the leadership. What about you, Beth?
Now, I agree completely. I mean, Eileen certainly was able to you know, burst that glass ceiling for us. And it has been a men's club, and it's not just locally. It's been, you know, for the state and even nationally. And I'm really excited to see the number of women who have moved up into leadership positions. I think it's socially it's certainly much more acceptable to see women in those types of leadership positions. But it takes the person who's really willing to do the work and to be respected as a leader to be able to land a position as a board member or as an executive committee member or ultimately president. And so I'm really encouraged with what I'm seeing happen right now in our industry with the number of women who are coming up.
Because it's another full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It is definitely another full-time job. My people said welcome home when I came back after a year of serving as president.
Yep.
Well, we're going to break it here for this segment. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing a very fun and entertaining topic. And our topic is, when I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry, said no one ever. I'm Paul Marks, and today we have three longtime multifamily industry veterans on our show. Joining me in the studio is the brilliant Kathy Klin, a multifamily industry consultant and author, and joining us by phone is the marvelous Beth Van Winkle, the Regional Vice President of Property Operations of Highmark Residential's South Central Region, and also joining us by phone is Chris Becker, an area director with UDR and an adjunct professor in real estate. I do want to take a moment and thank our sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Kathy, I know there was something that we discussed during the break that you felt was important regarding the discussion about inspiration. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that leaders in the multifamily industry, that they have a responsibility to bring others up and to help them in their development. You know, that's what makes a good, strong leader.
Right.
And in our industry, we have the opportunity to do that, not just within the company that we work for, but because we have in so many parts of the country, whether through IREM or the Apartment Association, that venue, we also are able to inspire and mentor people within that group. They may not work for our company. They may be new to the industry. But with the Houston Apartment Association, for example, I know Beth and I've both taught numerous courses through HAA. We have community outreach where I think it's a good way to remember that you're not just providing housing for people, but there's also other ways that you can do things to volunteer and benefit the community. And things like that, that you take the time to be involved in, it not only helps your growth and development, but it really can have an impact on everybody else that you touch within those organizations. So, I mean, at HAA one year at Sharpstown High School, we did put together a leasing class for high school seniors. And we also put together an HVAC class where students that were interested in doing HVAC could go through Century AC Supply, help with it, and they could test for their EPA certification. Because a lot of the trade school things that had been available for years in high school had been taken away due to funding. So even doing that, it gave those students that really may not be college-bound, or if they were, didn't know what they wanted to do, to see that our industry and services related to our industry were viable careers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through things like that where I think that we really have an opportunity to make a difference with others, not just that are currently in our industry, but those that could make a big difference in our industry.
Yeah, and Beth, tell us a little bit about what you've seen.
Well, I've had an opportunity. I've been blessed to have an opportunity, as has Kathy, to be the president of Houston Apartment Association, and for me, Texas Apartment Association. So I think there's a large sphere of influence that we have with people who are in the industry already but are not sure they want to stay and, make it a career. And I think that encouraging through the work that we do in the association, I think encouraging those young men and women who are starting out to stick with it and make it a career has been one of the blessings I've seen in my life. I've been able to work with people to help them achieve the designations that I've achieved, not just the National Apartment Association designations with the Certified Apartment Manager or Certified Apartment Property Supervisor, but also with IREM to achieve the CPM designation. And I have to say, nothing gives me more pleasure than to see somebody pursue that education and receive a designation that they'll carry with them the rest of their lives. And it will open doors for them that may not have opened previously. And I love doing that, and I love being a part of that, and I love seeing careers grow because of that.
And it shows that they're really committed to their own personal and professional development.
Right.
Yeah, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I haven't had nearly the impact on the entire industry that Beth and Kathy have had in their careers. But I do have a couple of things that guide, and the impact that I do have within the organization and with the university. And I think it starts with, I think we all have that servant's heart, servant leadership, where you're really, it's not a kind of that mantra, it's not about me. And through that, I think, that's where I've really made that impact of investing in others, whether that's within the organization, whether that's a different opportunity. And like Beth, really just giving them the ability to continue to grow in the industry. I think even if it's outside of our organization, through things like getting the CPM designation, promoting that, allowing them to get the skills to take an asset management route, or staying in contact with former employees and, being that mentor and resource for them as they exit the organization. And we have an internal kind of saying is love them on the way out, and make sure that we maintain that relationship. And through that, we've had so many new rehires into our organization. And it just maintains that sense of that we're going to, continue to invest into the people that have invested into our organization. And I think through the university and through the first teaching as an adjunct, involving myself in TAA more and being a more of a presence there, I think I'll continue to have that impact at the university level and get more career professionals to join our industry as it transitions into more data and asset management. And the last piece I'll say is, Paul, I'm going getting my doctorate in business administration, and I'm focused on communication, and I'm working with a property management organization on the communication pieces, especially transparent communication. And I think the industry's grown so much and leadership, as well as the way we communicate and the professionalism of the industry, has just grown astronomically, even in the 15 years that I've been part of it. So those are the pieces that I think I've seen the biggest impact.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and I want to ask a question to both Beth and Kathy. And Beth, you can start with this, but both of you, we've talked about the number of years you've been doing this, as well as how you climbed, up the leadership ladder of the associations, and then how you've inspired other people. It's got to give you a certain amount of satisfaction, I think, when you see somebody who maybe you have mentored or that you have helped along the way to achieve some of the things. And you alluded to that a little bit, Beth, with designations. But can you share with us something that made you especially proud?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can. I have a relationship, a mentor-mentee relationship with a young woman who left our company and has now gone on to, I'd like to say bigger and better things with another company, and she holds a position similar to mine now, and we still talk regularly, bounce ideas off of each other, and I sit back, just my heart is just bursting for her and seeing what she's able to do now to take care of her family. And, I think it goes back to what Chris was saying, that servant leadership and that heart for service. You know, that's what we want to do. Those of us who've been in the industry for any period of time know what this industry can do for personal and professional growth. And being able to be a part of paying that forward is very fulfilling and very satisfying.
Well, and Beth, like you said, you know, people come up to us at times that, do you remember when we worked together 27 years ago? Yes, you know, your hair's longer, or, you know, because you don't, you recognize them, but, you know, you may not remember where you worked with them. So I think to me, it's those times where you find out that something you did or said impacted someone that you never knew.
Mm-hmm.
That it had an impact on
you.
And it kind of grounds you and makes you realize that what you say and how you interact with people and how you share and help them develop, even if you don't see it right then, years later something comes up that you've said that may have stuck with them, that helps them get over a tough spot or helps them get to their next step. And that's something you can't put a price on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is, when I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry, said no one ever. I am Paul Marks, and today we have two longtime multifamily industry veterans on our show. Joining me in the studio is the wonderful Kathy Clem, a multifamily industry consultant and author. And joining us by phone is Chris Becker, an area director with UDR and an adjunct professor. And I do need to let our listeners know that for the first three segments of this episode, we did have Beth Van Winkle join us, and she was not able to stay for the final segment because of a prior commitment. So the three of us are going to dock this ship in the last segment here. But I want to talk a little bit about the future and what we need to be doing in the future as an industry to be able to find and develop good people in the industry to make our industry stronger, as well as maybe some other ways, because of the shortage that we seem to be having, finding people, maybe some innovative or creative things that people can do to try and develop people in different positions for the industry. And Kathy, I know you have some thoughts.
Well, I mentioned at the last segment going into high schools and actually helping them develop programs and finding, you know, people either within the company you work for or within the association that you're a part of to come in and give their time to let, whether it's in high school or college, have some structure around letting people know that the multifamily industry is a great career. And it, you know, it can fill so many different gaps. There's leasing, so anybody that's interested in sales and the relationship building to the management side and then maintenance, and really describing to people that it's not just a career, but there's a career path that you can take where there's a lot of room for advancement. And the National Association over the years and the local associations have tried to do that on their own, but really I think it's by professionals within our industry going out and sharing their story and sharing the stories of other people's successes that's really going to draw people in and really give the multifamily industry a chance. And hopefully one day, you know, you'll see a 5 or 6 year old that'll say, when I grow up, I want to be in the multifamily industry.
Yeah. Chris, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Paul, this is definitely something I'm passionate about. And one of my career goals is really to try to get more people interested in our business. I think it really starts with the perception of the industry. And I know coming in and getting exposed to the industry, my perception of what the reality was were two different things. You know, there's organizations that are, you know, Fortune 500 companies that run multifamily assets today that own over 50,000 units, and meaning they're large organizations that have a larger structure and support network for people coming in. There's so many programs and associations, especially in what we call the Sun Belt of Florida and Texas, where you have, and throughout the nation, National Apartment Association for sure, there's just so many resources for people coming in, outside training, industry training, internal company training, tuition reimbursement. There's such a need for career professionals in our industry that the investment that you get coming in is enormous. And I think the movement towards, you know, associations getting involved with universities is a great move towards getting more people exposed to what the industry is about. You know, you see IRM and TAA sponsoring, you know, scholarships and sponsoring things, whether it's in a technical school, a local two-year university, a community college rather, or a four-year university. I think with more people going to college and or at least doing some schooling after high school, that creates a great opportunity for people in the industry to get in front of career professionals. And I always look at, you know, one other perspective that I always think about is there's a lot of people that work, whether trades or whether it's in retail or hospitality, that it's a struggle. And sometimes, like I think what Beth was saying, she was working three jobs when she ran across the industry. And I don't think people realize how how much it can provide for you and your family, and what the salaries are and what the benefits are. It's surprising to people coming in, and I think it's something where you can get exposure to through, if you're interested in it, getting exposure through going to an industry event. You don't have to necessarily be a member, and really just talking to somebody that works in the industry, especially in the Texas area where you have one of the most populated areas as far as apartments, more apartments in the Texas area that people are professionals that run.
So, well, in Crescent, the Houston Apartment Association, we have a Leasing 101 class that's for people that are not in the industry but have that interest. And it really goes through and tells them the different opportunities. And Houston Community College, I was on their advisory board, and they also had an introduction to property management class. And that is an excellent way to learn about the industry and to act, and what people were doing. We even prepared them through the Houston Community College classes on how to interview and where to go and what to do. And even having that certificate that they took this class, it really opened some doors for people because employers knew that by them making that time commitment to learn about the industry, that there was a pretty good bet that they were going to be good, solid employees. And so things like that also.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the view of having, you know, what you people view as what your life as a property manager is constantly evolving too. Today, it's very much a managing an asset, much like a financial analyst in a way, and you're using data and dashboards and things you would use at a much, you know, it's very sophisticated in the way that multifamily operations is evolving to, and those are just really great careers and very rewarding careers for numerous backgrounds, whether you're finance or you're interested in finance or you're interested in data analysis. You know, asset management, there's certainly a lot more nuance to the multifamily industry than people realize.
Oh, yeah. Well, when, you know, my son grew up with me being in the industry, and so if I had an emergency at 2 in the morning, he'd come in and say, is it fire or flood or what, you know, as he was getting dressed to go with me wherever I had to go. And, you know, he got his undergraduate degree in business and then his MBA. And when he was looking for a job, I said, well, Jordan, there's a lot. He's an analyst through and through. I said, have you thought about property management? Well, Mom, I don't want to ride on your coattails. I said, let me tell you something, son. You may get people answer the phone because they know you, but you're going to get the job because of who you are and what you can do. And, you know, for his first 6 years out of his MBA program, he worked a year and a half for Graystar and then 5+ years for Dayrise Residential as an analyst. And I think that knowing what he knew from growing up on the sidelines in the industry with me being in the industry was beneficial to him as an analyst because he had a perspective that maybe somebody that didn't have that exposure would have in going into the position. So you come into it different ways. And we've known people, Chris, at UDR that have started on site and that have been in leasing or management that today are running, like you said, the data warehouse piece for large companies. And that's a big migration from doing a leasing position, but they found what they were passionate for within the industry, and that's what they focused and worked on and have really been successful in those positions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, getting the different degrees and specialization is definitely areas where you can use those skills you learn regardless of what your past experience or education may be and apply into the multifamily industry.
Right.
There's a lot of crossover there with multiple fields. I've had several leave getting the CPM designation and then going work for a bank or going to work for a private, you know, so, whether you're working on physical assets, which we do analyze those, or you can do it, apply it to the stock market. And so there's a ton of, at the end of the day, it's communities you can feel in touch, and you get to have that experience at the same time being able to maximize the value of them. So,
well, and also not just with large companies, but in Houston, I'm not quite as familiar with Dallas, but in Houston, we have a very large independent owners group within HAA, and they are very vested in educational opportunities, because you think about it, they're small companies, so they may not be able to afford to have large, robust in-house training, but they supplement it through the many programs that the local apartment association has. And they may not, some may be, may not have all the technology, but they really invest in their people by using their associations and outside education to make sure that their people get what they need. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, and kind of last, you know, I don't know how much time we have left, but I think
about a minute.
You know, if folks, you know, you can hear the servant's heart of people that are in the industry for a long period of time. You know, we're interacting with people's homes, so we have that we bring to the table. And I think if you're interested in the industry and learning more about it, just talk to someone that's in it, and you'll see and feel that there's a huge need and a want to attract people into our industry that will really be able to shine and be able to grow within the industry. So
exactly.
just reach out and
take that first step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Chris, real quick, if someone did want to reach out to you to talk about what we were discussing today or anything else, how could they reach you?
Yeah, you can email me at Chris Becker, the number 9, at AIM.com. And I'm happy to connect with you. And also, or probably a better route is through LinkedIn. I'm happy to network you in LinkedIn, and my contact information is there as well. And whatever your preference, either way is a good method, and love to kind of talk to you about the industry and hopefully get your interest piqued, much like others have piqued mine.
Okay. Kathy, if I want to reach you.
Kathy at V as in Victor, R as in Richard, coaching.com. And the same thing, LinkedIn, you can connect with me there. Be glad to have a conversation.
One last thing. Tell everybody about your book very quickly.
Speak It in Spanish, Workplace Spanish for the Multifamily Industry. Go to www.speakitinspanish.com. You can preview and purchase the book.
It's a great book. It's for the multifamily industry, and it helps to make communication better. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.